This study aims to explore how historical memory is weaponized through legal and societal conflicts over statues and monuments, with a focus on their role in collective trauma, identity, and symbolic justice. This article employs a scientific narrative review approach, using a descriptive analysis method to synthesize interdisciplinary literature from 2019 to 2019 to 24 across memory studies, trauma theory, legal scholarship, and cultural anthropology. Relevant case studies, legal rulings, scholarly articles, and theoretical frameworks were selected through systematic searches of academic databases. The analysis focuses on comparative historical contexts, key legal controversies, psychological effects, and activist responses related to monuments in the United States, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Eastern Europe, France, and Belgium. The findings reveal that monuments act as contested sites of public memory and instruments of political power, capable of both reflecting and suppressing collective trauma. Legal disputes over their removal or preservation often involve conflicting principles such as cultural heritage protection, freedom of expression, and democratic representation. Statues connected to colonialism, slavery, or totalitarian regimes frequently provoke public protest and judicial challenges, exposing deep societal divides. The presence of oppressive symbols in public spaces contributes to psychological distress and intergenerational trauma among marginalized groups, while their removal can serve as a form of symbolic justice. In parallel, emerging practices such as counter-monuments and memory activism offer alternative strategies for reckoning with the past. Statues and monuments are not neutral artifacts but dynamic symbols that influence how societies remember and negotiate historical trauma. Their legal and cultural contestation underscores broader struggles over identity, justice, and collective healing, making public commemoration a critical site for ethical and political transformation.